Welcome to the Prosperity Rx Podcast. This is Pharmacist Keith Abel with your prescription for prosperity. This is a podcast where I give you hope. I show you the path to building a life of health, wealth, and prosperity, to build a life that you don't need a vacation from. Folks, we've all messed up by believing some of the prevailing wellness and money myths in our culture. The turning point in your life comes, however, when you're willing to own up to it, to take your health and your finances into your own hands, to claw your way out of whatever's holding you back, and never live in that lie again. Let me ask you, what good is your wealth if you have poor health? What good is your health if you have no wealth? I'll be sharing health, wealth, and prosperity concepts that I've learned from folks like Dr. Joel Wallach, Dave Ramsey, Robert Kiyosaki, Art Williams, W. Clement Stone, Brenda Burchard, Napoleon Hill, Zig Ziglar, and many other folks. Concepts that I've learned and successfully implemented in my own journey towards health, wealth, and prosperity. These concepts will help you move from having the attitude that you'll never get ahead, that you'll never win with money, that you can't improve your health, the mentality of you're doomed, you're stuck right where you are, and you're sulking in all that bad luck forever. These concepts and ideas will help you move toward how you can claw your way out, to move you away from having to live that life of poor health, being broke, hopeless, with nowhere to turn. If you're willing to own up to it, to accept that you do have the power to change, and that you're willing to do what it takes, then this podcast is for you. W. Clement Stone, in his book, The Success System That Never Fails, said, "If you cannot save money, the seed of success is not in you." Humorist Josh Billings said, "Health is like money. We never have a true idea of its value until we lose it." You truly can change your life and start on the true path of good health, financial peace, and prosperity. So let's get on with the show. Today we're going to talk a little bit about making some changes in our life. You know, any day we wish, we can discipline ourselves to make important changes. Any day that we wish, we can open the book that will open our minds to new knowledge. Any day we wish, we can start a new activity. Any day that we wish, we can start the process of life change. We can do it immediately, or next week, next month, or even next year. Or we can do nothing. We can pretend rather than perform. And if the idea of having to change ourselves makes us uncomfortable, then we can remain as we are right now. We can choose rest over labor, entertainment over education, delusion over truth, and doubt over confidence. The choice is ours to make. But while we curse the effect, we continue to nourish the cause. As Shakespeare uniquely observed, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves. We created our current circumstances by our past choices. We have both the ability and the responsibility to make better choices beginning today. Those who are in search of the good life don't need more answers or more time to think things over to reach better conclusions. They need the truth. They need the whole truth. And they need nothing but the truth. We can't allow our errors in judgment, repeated every day, to lead us down the wrong path. We must keep coming back to those basics that make the biggest difference in how our life works out. And then we must make the very choices that will bring life and happiness and joy into our daily lives. If you don't like how things are, change it. You're not a tree. You've got the ability to totally transform every area of your life. And it all begins with your very own power of choice. Life's about constant, predictable patterns of change, and the only constant factor will be our feelings and attitudes towards life. As we human beings have the power of attitude, and that attitude determines choice, and choice determines results. All that we are and all that we can become has indeed been left to us to decide and interpret through our attitudes and choices. Life is like changing seasons. You can't change the seasons, but you can change yourself. So the first major lesson in life is learn how to handle the winters. You know, they come regularly, right after fall. Some are long, some are short, some are difficult, some are easy, but they always come right after autumn. That's never going to change. There are all kinds of winters. The winter when you can't figure it out. The winter when everything seems to go wrong. There's economic winters and social winters and personal winters. Wintertime can bring disappointment, and disappointment is common to all of us. So you must learn how to handle those winters. You must learn how to handle difficulty. It always comes after opportunity, and that's never going to change. The biggest question is, what do you do about your winters? We can't get rid of January by simply tearing it off the calendar, but here's what you can do. You can get stronger. You can get wiser. You can get better. Remember that trio of words, stronger, wiser, and better. The winters aren't going to change, but you can. I find myself sometimes wishing for summer when it's winter. When things were difficult, I wish they were easy. When I find myself there wishing for summer, I recall what Jim Rohn always says. Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for fewer problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. How dramatically we can change our results, it's largely a function of our own imagination. In 1960, it was technologically impossible for man to travel into outer space. However, within 10 years, the first man stepped out onto the surface of the moon. The miraculous process of converting that dream into a reality began when one voice challenged the scientific community to do whatever was necessary to see to it that America places a man on the moon by the end of the decade. That challenge awakened the spirit of a nation by planting the seed of possible future achievement into the fertile soil of imagination. With that one bold challenge, the impossible became a reality. The same principle applies to every other area in our life. Can a poor person become wealthy? Of course they can. The unique combination of desire, planning, effort, and perseverance will always work its magic. The question is not whether the formula for success will work, but whether the person will work the formula. That's the unknown variable. That's the challenge that confronts all of us. We can go, you know, from wherever we are to wherever we want to be. No dream is impossible if first we have to have the courage to believe in it. Here's 13 ways that you can do that and improve your life. Number one, face your fears. That's how you conquer them. You don't dismiss them. You face them. Say, here's what I'm afraid of, and I wonder what I could do to change that. Face those fears today. Number two, exercise your willpower to change. You don't have to keep doing what you've been doing the last 6 years if it's not yielding the benefits that you want. Pick a new direction and go that way. Use your willpower to start the process. You don't have to repeat last year. Clean up the errors. Invest in now in the next year and watch it make the difference. Number three, admit your mistakes. Sometimes you've got to admit them to other people. And here's one of the best phrases in the English language. I'm sorry. Those words could start a whole new relationship. They could start two people going in a whole different direction. Admit your mistakes to yourself. You don't have to babble about them to everyone in the neighborhood, but it doesn't hurt for you to sit down and have a conversation with yourself and say, you know, there's no use kidding myself. Here's why I really am. I've got pennies in my pocket. I've got nothing in the bank. That's what I said to myself when my wife became pregnant with our first child and I realized that I was going nowhere fast. I had a conversation with myself and I said, I don't want this to happen anymore. Number four, refine your goals. Start the process. Set some higher goals. Reach for some higher purpose. Go for something beyond what you thought you could do. Number five, believe in yourself. You've got to believe in the possibilities. You've got to believe that tomorrow can be a better today. You've got to believe in yourself. There isn't a skill that you can't learn. There isn't a discipline that you can't try. There isn't a class that you can't take. There isn't a book that you couldn't read. Number six, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom that creates answers. Ask for wisdom to deal with the challenges for today and tomorrow. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Number seven, conserve your time. Sometimes we get faked out. You know, motivational speaker Bill Bailey says, the average person says, I've got 20 more years. But Bill says, you've got 20 more times. If you go fishing once a year, you've only got 20 more times to go fishing, not 20 years. That fakes you out. Number eight, invest your profits. I learned from Jim Rohn that profits are better than wages. Wages can make you a living, but profits can make you a fortune. Could we start earning some profits while we make a living? Well, of course, the answer is yes, and I'm doing it. I know many other folks that are doing that just as well. Number 9, live with intensity. You might as well turn up the notch or two. Invest more of you in whatever you do. Be a little stronger. Be a little wiser. Step up your vitality contribution. Put everything you've got into everything you do, and then ask for more vitality, more strength, more vigor, more heart, and more soul. 10, find your place. If you just work a job, find the best place you can serve well, and sure enough, they'll ask you to occupy a better place. Keep doing a job well. Do the very best you can. That's your best way out. Number 11, demand integrity from yourself. Integrity is like loyalty. You can't demand it of someone else. You can only demand it of yourself. Be the best example of loyalty and you'll get loyal followers. Be the best example of integrity and you'll have people around you who have integrity. Lead the way. Number 12, welcome the disciplines. I can't give you much better advice than that because disciplines create reality. Disciplines build cities. A well-disciplined activity creates abundance, uniqueness, and productivity. And 13, finally, fight for what's right. It's extraordinary to be able to say, I fought for my kids. I fought for what was right. I fought for good health. I fought to protect my company. I fought for a good career that would bless my family. I fought a good fight. It's good to fight the encroachment. Opposites are in conflict, and you're in the middle. If you want something valuable, you've got to fight for it. And remember, don't get down on yourself if you fail at making changes the first time. Don't beat yourself up. It's the next opportunity that matters, not the last one. The last one matters only when you learn from it. But the next one gives you the opportunity to show that you've learned from your mistakes. You can do it better the next time. You just have to have to practice. Keep trying until you've got it down pat. If you figured out what went wrong last time, then you know how to make it right the next time. If you figured out what was in your presentation that didn't work last time, don't say those exact same words next time. If you figure out that the reason you didn't close the deal this time was because you didn't have all the facts and figures in place, have all the facts and figures in place the next time. Don't beat yourself up for messing it up. Pat yourself on the back for figuring it out. You need to encourage yourself. You need to pump yourself up. You need to be your own cheerleader. Why? Because you can't wait and hope that someone else will come along and cheer you up. You have to rely on yourself. You have to have faith in yourself and your ability to figure out what works and what doesn't. You'll have to encourage yourself for the future success. And when you miss an opportunity and are unprepared for an opportunity or suffer a setback while working toward change, you need to encourage yourself by immediately getting back into line. There's an old cowboy saying that goes, fall off a horse 7 times and you're a real cowboy. That is, if you fall off the horse and get right back on. If you fall off track, get right back on. If you fall away from your discipline, get right back to them. If you fall out of habit, get right back to it. It might be hard, it might be a bit frightening, but get back on the horse. Keep your resolve alive, active, and well. Cheer yourself on to victory. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and hope you share it with others. Folks, now is the best time to start taking control of your life. I'm going to be covering many topics to teach you how to improve and take control of your health, topics that encourage savings and debt freedom to improve your financial well-being. So be sure to subscribe to this blog and to my podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform to learn how to live healthier by reducing your dependence on prescription medications, by getting all the essential nutrients that you need in your diet to live disease-free so you can take control of your health. Subscribe to this blog and podcast to learn how to get wealthier by learning how to save money and make a budget and pay off your debt and reduce your taxes, invest for your future, to take control of your finances. After all, what good is your wealth if you have poor health? And what good is your health if you have no wealth? Also, if you want to learn more about how to create some extra money by starting a home business that requires no startup capital, no pyramid that requires a monthly auto ship that costs you money every month instead of creating money, and no selling of lotions or potions or pills or quick magic diet aids that melt away inches in minutes or other such scam promotion, then visit aimhighforsuccess.com. AIMHIGHFORSUCCESS. AimHighForSuccess.com and start today.